Yacht Club. Redneck Yacht Club.
Always be together. The love we shared was gonna last forever. Once I was your one and only. Now here I sit, Mr. Lonely. We'll hold you tonight, but I won't. What's he got? This dark cloud you left me under, can't sort it out, so I sit and wonder. I tell myself it hurts, don't it? Now my empty heart will be forever haunted. He'll hold you tonight, but I won't. What's he got?
Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. As the search goes on for at least six people believed to have been on the Key Bridge when it collapsed into the water at Baltimore Harbor, we're learning more details about what may have caused that huge container ship to lose power and slam into the bridge, causing it to topple. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
ABC News obtaining a Coast Guard memo that says a harbor pilot and assistant on the cargo ship had reported problems, multiple alarms, and losing propulsion just before it crashed into the Key Bridge. The collapse fully blocking a river leading into Baltimore Harbor, and it stopped at least a dozen ships from leaving or entering. There's no estimate on how long it might take to clear the debris.
ABC's Andy Field. Two people were pulled from the water. One is okay and refused medical treatment. The other in very serious condition. All shipping in and out of Baltimore stopped for now. Several ships backed up. No word on when shipping will resume. This is ABC News. A British court today ruling that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the U.S. to face espionage charges unless there are guarantees made he will not get the death penalty. Anyone who pays with a credit card could see some savings coming their way soon thanks to a new deal.
MasterCard and Visa will cap fees on merchants for credit or debit transactions through 2030 as part of a settlement. The law firm that announced the agreement said this will save consumers close to $30 billion. The Eastern District of New York must give final approval to the settlement, which also requires the companies to negotiate the fees with merchant buying groups.
That's ABC's Brian Clark. And some big changes coming to pro football. NFL owners approving an overhaul to kickoffs starting this season. It includes putting the teams closer together. Most of the players will not be allowed to move until the ball is either caught or hits the ground. The aim to try to cut down on the high-speed collisions and concussions. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Snow this afternoon as temperatures fall to near 27 degrees by 3 o'clock this afternoon. Winds are feisty, whipping up to 30 miles per hour, and snow accumulations look to stay under an inch. Keep in mind that everything wet will flash freeze overnight, creating slippery surfaces. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. 20-year-old man is in critical condition after he was shot by Milwaukee police Sunday night. Police say after being ordered several times to stop, officers gave chase and reported the man turned and shot at them. 3 officers are on leave. The Wauwatosa Police Department will head up the investigation. Some elected Wisconsin Democrats say they won't support President Joe Biden in next week's presidential primary. WisPolitics reports a total of 24 have signed a letter vowing to vote uninstructed in the April 2nd Democratic primary in protest of the president's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. And a boost for broadband access in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's blueprint for digital equity has been accepted by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. Governor Evers and the Public Service Commission announced the state is eligible for up to $30 million to implement its plan over the next 5 years. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Getting up to 5% back is easy at Fleet Farm. Fleet Rewards members can earn up to 5% back on every purchase, in-store and online. The earnings stack up automatically. The more you buy, the more you earn. No rebates, no coupons, no hassles. And Fleet Rewards membership is easy, so sign up now and start earning up to 5% back on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Radio Network News Director Bob Haig. From coverage of politics at the state capitol to correspondents around Wisconsin.
Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can count on WRN to keep you up to date on the news you need to know. At the capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Sunstrom & Company are local tax experts, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Two people were injured in a two-vehicle accident in Spring Valley last Thursday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 18-year-old Wyatt Schultz of Spring Valley was traveling eastbound on Highway 29 when he lost control of the vehicle and struck a westbound vehicle driven by 49-year-old Angeline Vodnik of Spring Valley. Schultz was taken to a River Falls area hospital while Vodnik was taken to Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin. A stretch of Interstate 90 from the Minnesota border in La Crosse County to the intersection of I-90 and I-94 in Monroe County is now known as the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. Yesterday, Governor Evers signed legislation to that effect to honor 14 tribal code talkers who helped the Allies transfer critical operational information during World War II in a code that was completely indecipherable to NFE forces. Evers lauded yesterday's announcement, hailing the effort as a powerful recognition of the Ho-Chunk Nation and the people of the Sacred Voice. Look for improvements to Highway R and a Town of Lima Road this year. Pepin County will be making improvements to both roads to allow for heavier farm traffic and improve the infrastructure. Now, money for the improvements is coming from the state of Wisconsin's Ag Improvement Program that is helping towns and counties improve rural roads. The Minnesota Department of Health has updated fish consumption for Mississippi River pools 2, 3, and 4. That does include Lake Pepin. According to the Department of Health, women who are or may become pregnant or are breastfeeding and children under the age of 15 are not advised to eat any fish from the river. For everyone else, it's recommended to only eat one serving of fish per month. Now, for more information or if you have questions, you can call the Pepin County Health Department. Wisconsin's Blueprint for Digital Equity has been accepted by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. Wisconsin State AARP Director Martha Cranley calls it a game changer for older adults. Now, Governor Evers and the Public Service Commission announced that the state will be eligible for up to $30 million to implement its plan over the next 5 years. Cranley says in the next few months, the state will provide information for local governments and other entities to apply for funding. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
One person is dead after a one-vehicle accident in Otter Creek Township last Thursday. According to Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department, 44-year-old Chad Ladwig of Oliva was killed when he crashed at the intersection of Highway O and Nugget Road. Upon arrival of EMS, Ladwig had died from his injuries. Alcohol and speed are believed to be likely factors in that accident. Teachers at the Durand, Arkansas School District are now going to be using a science-based literacy program after Act 20 went into effect. The act requires districts to use a science-based program to help improve reading levels for students. The district will be using the ELA program and would also receive a grant of up to 50% to cover the cost of the program. The city of Wabasha has announced the date for the grand opening of the new athletic complex. The St. Paul Saints will be holding spotlight games for the Falcon Youth Baseball Association and the Wabasha Kellogg Summer Softball Association on May 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. at the new facility. Those attending will also be able to see the new amenities, including pickleball and tennis courts, basketball court, the hockey skating rink, warming house, concession stand, and restrooms. An El Paso, Texas man is dead following Saturday's freak industrial accident in western Wisconsin. Trempealeau County officials say 30-year-old Carlos Medina was declared dead at the scene after he became stuck while cleaning sediment from an underground municipal water tank in the city of Blair. His fellow workers alerted authorities when Medina complained about the cold water and loss of mobility. First responders, aided by the man's co-workers, pulled him out a short time later. However, efforts to resuscitate him were unsuccessful. Medina's death has been ruled accidental. Wisconsin tourism industry officials are voicing their opposition to a state proposal that, if enacted, would enable public school districts to start classes before September. Industry officials say operators of resorts, restaurants, and recreational activities say the move could deprive them of school-age workers during the peak month of tourism season. Supporters, meanwhile, assert that starting classes early would give educators more flexibility to do what they feel is best for students. Authorities say the measure will still need to be approved by both the governor and legislative committees before it can be put on the books. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
The owners of the Kalahari Resort say they are developing a $50 million property on Lake Delton that will include luxury tree houses. The property, to be called the Kalahari Treehouse Collection at Dawn Manor, will be near the flagship Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. In a news release, they say that the tree houses are being designed in partnership with Pete Nelson and his family, the former stars of Animal Planet's Treehouse Masters. The property's initial phase is set to open later this year. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Snow this afternoon as temperatures fall to near 27 degrees by 3 o'clock this afternoon. Winds are feisty, whipping up to 30 miles per hour, and snow accumulations look to stay under an inch. Keep in mind that everything wet will flash freeze overnight, creating slippery surfaces. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice,
choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Some bad news for the Brewers this week. I'm Bill Scott with sports. As the regular season approaches, the team learned they would start the season without their starting center fielder, Garrett Mitchell, because of a fracture in his left hand. Mitchell jammed his hand on a swing over the weekend during batting practice, felt pain in that hand. Mitchell will get a second opinion, but an early tentative timeline for a return would be 1 to 2 months. He already missed most of the 2023 season with a torn labrum that required surgery. Brewers crushed the Rockies 10-1 yesterday. Eric Haas blasting a 3-run homer, while Rhys Hoskins, William Contreras, and Joey Ortiz also went yard. They'll close out Cactus League play with another matchup against the Rockies today. The Hockey Badgers getting ready for the NCAA tournament. They'll face defending NCAA champion Quinnipiac in the regional semifinals on Friday night in Providence. Captain Mike Vorlicky said the regular season schedule has prepared them for this.
Big Ten, you kind of saw it throughout the second half. Each weekend is anyone can win, anyone can play. I think playing in the Big Ten it's competitive hockey. There's really no nights off. And I think it probably does prep you pretty good for the national tournament.
NFL's annual league meeting's underway in Orlando this week. The Packers can't sign Jordan Love to an extension until early May, but the two sides are working on a deal that's expected to pay Love in the $50 million a year neighborhood. Yesterday, GM Brian Gutekunst said he had no problem with that kind of deal, despite Love having just 1 year as a starter.
Instead of signing a player that has not been in your building and guaranteeing all that to him, certainly having 4 years with him, I think gives us a lot of comfort in what he's all about and how, you know, his teammates look at him and the organization looks at him. I think certainly that gives me a lot more peace than in a different situation.
Badger women's basketball team picked up a WNIT victory last night, 67-62 over Southern Indiana. Badgers came from 19 down to win. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
Dylan is set to return to the Cup Series. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in victory lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Colic Racing announced that Ty Dillon will race in five NASCAR Cup Series events for the team this season, beginning with this Sunday's Toyota Owners 400 at the Richmond Raceway in Virginia. Dillon will also race the team's number 16 Cup car at the Texas Motor Speedway in April, New Hampshire Motor Speedway in June, Richmond again in August, and Kansas Speedway in September. Dillon is also competing full-time in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series for Rackley War Racing. And MBM Motorsports has announced that they have added two events to their Cup Series schedule. Timmy Hill will drive for the team in the NASCAR All-Star Open Race at the North Wilkesboro Speedway, while David Starr will make his return to the Cup Series for the team at the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Precision Ag technology helps us document what's happening in the fields. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It may soon be required for conservation efforts and carbon markets as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Precision Ag technology helps producers document the economics of crop production and conservation. Efficiencies in fuel, seed, chemical use, yield monitoring, and pest management are just a few of the goals that can be tracked by data recorded in the tractor cab. Those statistics provide a priceless report to the producer at the end of each season. Ryan Bergman is a program coordinator in ag technology at Iowa State University. He says, we know technology can document field passes where we have an input, but he predicts documentation will need to go even further.
Our planter passes are always pretty well documented. Spraying passes are pretty well documented. We collect yield data when we run the combine through the field. But I think we're going to see a growing emphasis on documenting every pass every year. You know, even things like tillage passes. Maybe we're going to track drain car passes in the future, right? Understand where we're putting that additional compaction in our field. Or work that we typically might have hired or had someone custom do for us, you know, making sure that we get that included in our database of as applied data, that we have that available.
He says companies are continuously working on new technologies to capture as much precise farm data as possible. This is important for producers as regulations and requirements change.
Moving into the future for continued government-funded conservation efforts, right, we're going to see more and more that this type of documentation will be demanded. But then also, we're starting to hear a lot of folks, you know, talking about carbon markets, you know, utilizing that type of system for their farm. And this type of documentation is going to play key roles in that as well as we move forward into the future.
On the grower side, this will help producers verify where they're starting and document the progresses made throughout their operations. Learn more about ag tech and farm documentation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At Target, count on our great deals just in time for Easter. Save $5 when you spend $30 on toys with Target Circle so you can fill their baskets with fun, like cuddly stuffed animals or 50-piece sidewalk chalk, all from only $5. Add an Easter chocolate faves at BOGO 50% off, from Cadbury to Reese's Mini Eggs and more. And get great family pics with new Easter looks. It's easy with 20% off dresses, polos, and more. Hop in fast for our best Easter deals, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home.
that will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Wisconsin dairy exports are starting to gain some traction. We'll explain coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Exports are key to agriculture and are gaining momentum for dairy. Chad Vincent with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin says work over the last few years to grow exports is starting to pay off.
Farmers always ask me about, well, what are we really doing with exports? I mean, we're in the middle of the country, so do exports really matter to me? We're approaching 20% of the milk in the state being used and being sold and consumed outside our country. So yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for us to be there. We're focusing in on a number of core geographies. So just in the last month alone, we had folks in Japan, in Thailand, in UAE, as well as Mexico. So there's a lot of really good things happening.
Vincent says relationships are the key to success.
Trade's difficult, and it's a long-term view, and you have to have a long-term play. And when you're working outside the country, you really have to build those relationships. And you have people like U.S. Dairy Export Council, which work behind the scenes to help grease the skids and with policy and things that we can't touch. So, you know, we're really out there working to vet buyers, get them to understand why Wisconsin, and to realize that Wisconsin makes the best dairy on the planet, and it's starting to work.
He says potential buyers have two main questions.
Well, the first question that the buyers have, and we're talking to buyers that are a significant volume, is can you make enough? First question, right? Because you have so much upheaval in Europe and in the countries that do a lot of dairy export that they're not sure long term whether they're going to be there or not. Part of the second question is, well, can you meet the sustainability guidelines? I'm like, well, if you let us know what they are, absolutely. But understand, we have, you know, generation after generation that have done doing nothing but make the planet better. We're as good or better than anybody on the planet in terms of our sustainability work that the farmers have already been doing.
That's Chad Vincent with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you, Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durant.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Beef producers in Wisconsin are pitching in to help the hungry. The Wisconsin Beef Council launched a fundraiser with proceeds to go to purchase beef for the statewide Association of Feeding America food banks. The group sources warehouses and provides food to more than 1,000 local food programs throughout Wisconsin. The Beef Council previously contributed $7,000 to the organization. They're now partnering with an apparel company to offer T-shirts, long sleeve tees, and sweatshirts that feature beef cuts and the text, "You can't live a full life on an empty stomach," unquote. Those items are on sale through April 2nd online at wy-beef-council.toppromotions.com. The National Milk Producers Federation released a statement after the USDA confirmed highly pathogenic avian influenza in two dairy cattle herds in Texas and in two herds in Kansas. Importantly, the USDA confirmed that there's no threat to human health and milk as dairy products remain safe to consume. Pasteurization kills harmful microbes and pathogens in milk, including the influenza virus. Also, routine testing and well-established protocols for U.S. dairy will continue to ensure that only safe milk enters the food supply. In keeping with the federal Grade A pasteurized milk ordinance, milk from sick cows must be collected separately and is not allowed to enter the food supply chain. Consumers in the U.S. and around the world can remain confident in the safe and quality of U.S. dairy, said National Milk. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota introduced legislation to offer producers fair market prices for livestock disaster assistance programs. The Livestock Indemnity Program Improvement Act would require Farm Service Agency to make quarterly updates to the Livestock Indemnity Program payment rates that reflect livestock market prices. The LIP provides payments to eligible livestock owners and contract growers for abnormal livestock deaths caused by an eligible loss of condition, such as severe weather, disease, or animal attack. Now, the FSA is currently required to update the payments annually. The bipartisan bill would make these updates more frequent to reflect a quickly changing market. Ranchers often make large financial investments in their livestock and sometimes face heavy losses due to natural disasters and other circumstances that are out of their control, Klobuchar said. This would help ensure ranchers have a safety net that more accurately reflects the market value of any lost livestock. Proposition 12 is already raising the price of pork in California. In effect, for just over 6 months, pork sales have dropped across that state. That from data compiled by USDA's Office of the Chief Economist. The OEC or OCE found that prices for pork products affected by Prop 12, including loins, ribs, and bellies, have averaged 20% higher in California since before July 1st of 2023, when the initiative was partially implemented. Loin prices averaged 41% higher than before Prop 12 implementation. Pork not covered by the initiative hasn't significantly increased. The data also shows that California's share of fresh pork consumption has significantly declined. The economists found the price premium end users paid for Prop 12 compliant pork compared with non-compliant products at the wholesale level was 22% higher on average, with compliant loins and bellies 30% higher. Prop 12 compliant pork must meet specific space standards to be considered legal. Farmers might plant less corn than last year, but it will still likely be larger than what USDA previously anticipated. That according to data from the March Farm Futures Grower Survey. Total corn and soybean acreage will likely vary minimally from last year. Growers expect to plant 92.4 million acres of corn this year, down 2.3 million acres or 2.4% from last year. Soybean acreage is forecast to be 2.4 million acres or 2.9% higher than last year's 86 million acres. That's almost a one-for-one trade-off between corn and soybean acres from last year. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Rain and a wintry mix will transition back to all snow throughout the day today in our ag weather forecast. Now, gusty northwest winds with falling temperatures are expected throughout the day. Will finally dry out tomorrow with much below normal temperatures expected. Cloudy throughout the day today with rain, sleet, freezing rain, and snow. We'll have temperatures from 33 to 38, relative humidities at 75 to 80%, northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 30. We'll see anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. Tonight becoming partly cloudy late, lows 13 to 18. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. West winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 35. Tomorrow partly sunny and cold, highs 26 to 31. Relative humidities at 56 to 61%. West winds at 12 to 17. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a touch warmer, highs 35 to 40. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy, another slight chance of rain, highs 45 to 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies, and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. To the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Did back then. Purple hulls and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. Back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows. What if I'm trying, but then I close my eyes and then right back, lost in that last goodbye. What if time doesn't do what it's supposed to do? What if I never get over you?
Maybe months go by, maybe years from now, and I meet someone and it's working out.
Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Since you did what you done to me, I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep, baby. How I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Heard what a
You know what you were. They took me out on the town. But then I heard our song and I danced along. But it felt all wrong, 'cause she was sweet. She let me lead. She never took her ever loving eyes off me. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you took to done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you took to done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you took to done to me?
Call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with guilt. But you got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I pulled into the shopping center and saw a little boy wrapped around the legs of his mother. Like ice cream melting, they embraced years of bad decisions running down her face. All morning I'd been thinking my life's so hard, and they wore everything they own, living in a car. Okay, but I just got in my Suburban and I drove away. And I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. Dream about my old man. I'm 10 years old and he's holding my hand. We're talking on the front porch, watching the sun go down, but it was just a dream. He was a slave to his job and he couldn't be around. So many things I want to say to him, but I just placed a rose on his grave and I talked to the wind. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry, don't cry. Sitting here with my kids and my wife and everything that I hold dear in my life. We say grace and thank the Lord, got so much to be thankful for. Then it's up the stairs and off to bed, and my little girl says, I haven't had my story yet. And everything weighing on my mind disappears just like that, when she lifts her head off her pillow and says, I love you, Dad. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry. They say grown men don't cry. I don't know why they say grown men don't cry, don't cry.
Hitchhiked up to Memphis, a young boy in my prime. I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl. She said to call me the Queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis. Yeah.
things I'd never seen back there on that farm. She sent my